Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Fuck off and die. Harris, come see me.
Right, I care.
Can you fit in Ryan's clothes? Because I bought him a lot, and I don't want to take anything back. I hope your shoes. I hope these snake shoes or cobra shoes fit you.
You like watches?
Yeah, I prefer a black guy who's the same size as Ryan.
Yeah,
essentially.
That would be best. Wow.
Y'all, we're back.
Oh, man.
We're back into really awful territory for Stephanie this week.
Ugh.
This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze.
I don't think we ever left, actually.
We never left. It's reality gaze. It's season 8, episode 12. About last night. Part due.
To part due, because we did part one yesterday.
Yeah.
Why am I telling you that? You know that because you were there.
You're sorting it out in your mind. It's fine.
Oh,
on
God.
March, can't believe it's March already.
Tis.
March 2nd.
The
That's
Ides
crazy.
Of March are right around the corner.
They are.
And
upon
someone's
us.
Birthday.
It is. The same day as Liza Minnelli.
Happy 59th.
Thank you. It feels great still being younger than you.
Exactly. 11 minutes.
Y'all, twins. I'm telling you now, if Poodle had a twin, they would be dead in the womb.
I would have absorbed them.
For sure.
Uh-huh. Taken all the good parts.
100%. Okay, before we jump in, we're going to go over for remind people.
Take a breath.
Supercast is on its way. We just got to figure out a couple
Holly
things.
Holly Jolly Supercast is on its way. Hippity hoppity Supercast is on its way.
Some of you asked, like, but what if I join the Patreon for this month and you've been waiting for Supercast? We apologize. I think it will be up by Friday of this week.
Yeah.
So you could do things
actually,
then.
If you did that and you joined Supercast, we can probably comp you.
Actually, we can refund people.
Yeah,
on Patreon.
We can refund you.
That. Yeah. So
we will do that. If you join Supercast and you can show us that you joined,
or just give us the same.
Just
email
give us
or
the
whatever.
Same. Yeah, and we will and just let us know through Patreon and we'll refund it. For
probably
this
needs
month.
To be through the same email though, just
yes.
So we can verify that. So good. So that
we can do that. It's quite easy to do. I can do it.
So. That's going, you say quite easy, and then what if like 1,000 people jump to pay?
No, that's
fine.
What?
We'll just, what it is.
It's what it is. What it is.
We'll put on our businesswomen hat and we'll do it.
It is what it is.
Well, again, so that is coming. And again, the what we're doing to celebrate, we were going to do this in January when we thought we were going to do this from the get-go, is that, Poodle, what are we doing? We're doing a March Madness
Review-a-palooza. Have you ever wanted to have as fun in March Madness as your husband does, basically jerking off, watching basketball?
Well, this is
your jerk-off time.
And this is better, but without the hot, sweaty men.
Except for us. We're not hot, though.
No.
We're definitely sweaty.
We're just too... We're just two pudgy gay men.
Don't you just call me pudgy. I'm curvy.
I call myself pudgy,
I'm working on it.
Y'all,
I'm working on it.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here. She's on that Peloton air day. Air day. Just
air
ride,
day older.
Riding for her life.
Peloton.
Peloton. So anyway, so... That's going to be the way that works is, y'all, if you leave an Apple Podcast review all for the month of March, we're going to pick five that were hilarious,
yep,
creative, touching, whatever you want. Leave 5 stars. And
anything. Then, just that's enough to be our favorites.
And then in the beginning.
5 favorites, yes, we choose.
And then in April, we're going to choose. We're going to do it by your screen name, but whatever screen name you lose,
right,
use for Apple Podcast.
Oh, so, you know what? It wouldn't matter because they're going to pay for Patreon in March, so we're going to announce it in April.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so we don't have to refund you at all.
No.
Yeah, that's it. So maybe just so we'll announce it on like...
Maybe the very end of March.
Like very end of March.
March 31st.
No. I mean, so people can... they can prepare to change their Patreon and not...
Oh.
They can cancel. So how about we'll do it on...
The 28th.
Great. We'll do it on March 28th.
That's the end of March Madness.
Jackie, remember that for us. March 28th. So we'll do it on March 28th. And so that's when you have to leave your reviews.
That's the deadline. And
exactly.
You guys get those. It takes them sometimes a little long to process those reviews.
Yeah.
So maybe.
If you do it on the 27th, we might not see it.
Yeah. So
you gotta
put that on a little earlier.
I would say, like, try to get reviews.
It's like the postal service right now.
You know what? God bless them. God bless them.
I just got a Christmas card about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Y'all. Thanks, previous administration, to be named for the post office.
No politics. Oh, God.
Thanks for that.
No politics show. So, anyway. So, that's going to be happening with our review of Palooza. And I think that's pretty much... That's all the announcements we have, right?
I think so. We should... Should we plug what we just talked about?
Do we need to
hold back?
No, that car's honking.
We heard your opinion.
We heard your opinion. We can let people know that we are going to be doing, yeah, we're doing
some
it. Well,
Discovery Plus. I don't know if I'm good with the name. I like the idea of the name that I've come up with, but I,
what's the name? I haven't heard it.
I don't know. We haven't discussed it. The placeholder name that I've been calling it.
Oh, okay. Well, then we won't announce that yet, but we will say,
wow, well, this is pedantic and terrible.
Terrible.
Y'all, fast forward this.
Fast forward. We are going to be doing Discovery Plus content, and we're going to be doing it on the free feed.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a Patreon, Gaytreon thing.
Also, you guys can come at us about what to cover. Know that we're not going to fully cover anything. We may really hit the single
we're
life.
We're going to hit the single life.
And
right
maybe
now.
Some Bears All stuff. But... Excuse me.
We are going to be, which means Poodle and I, we just haven't, we are going to be watching it and we will be covering it. So that will be coming as well. It's going to be a shorter abbreviated show, though.
Yeah. It's,
we're not going to do like an hour and a half.
And if you have suggestions about mostly other 90 day, maybe slightly TLC properties that we already cover,
yeah,
if you want to suggest that, please do that. We are not going to do their original content based on other things. So there's just no room.
Yeah.
Based on other properties.
Yeah.
So don't come at us asking for more Chip and Joanna Gaines shit.
Yeah.
Because I hate shiplap.
I think she does now too.
Good.
Anyway, so that's our announcement.
Boy, she must be really hoity-toity on herself.
I don't know.
For all that.
She seems kind of nice.
I don't trust it.
So one more other thing, y'all. From now on.
Their church hates gay people.
They
you
don't.
Into that?
They don't. But they did go to church. I know their church does give
money.
Why
are you defending Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Because I do like them.
You don't know them.
You don't either.
I just understand why you're so quick.
I love their show. I love it.
Wow. Well, you'll do anything for, I love for home, stuff that
I
you...
I love Hometown way more. No, I don't give them my money. I won't buy Chip and Joanna Gaines stuff because they probably are giving money to their church that hates gay people.
Yeah.
So I'll watch them on TV, but... Hometown? Oh my God.
Y'all,
I love Hometown.
But just Google Chip Joanna Gaines Church anti-gay, yeah, and you'll get a whole story there.
Hometown people are great. I love them. So, okay. And the other thing we don't mention is going forward from now, and y'all in our Facebook group, we always do a charity a month. Last month, we raised over $2,500 for Black Girls Code. This month, we talked about it in detail on the first episode, but we're going to do V-Day.org.
V-Day, Eve Ensler's organization, the playwright.
Which is about using art and theater to basically support and promote women's...
Yeah, and discourse about how
women's rights.
How women are... I think the way it was said was women, the victimhood of women,
yes,
and how women are victims of so much, and to take back more.
Take back that. You can look it up at vday.org. We're gonna, in our Facebook group, we're going to be raising money for them. And y'all, from now on, till infinity, even if we're going to do all of our merch, all the proceeds
for
are going...
Our cut, anyway. We can't do anything about T-Public's cut.
But our cut, 100% of our cut is going to go to that charity for the month, too. That this will be going forward. So if we get really cool designers that design merch and we sell $10,000 worth of merch, it's all going to charity.
Right.
So
we can't pay you for that design.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm just saying this is just going... It's exciting because we hope that, you know, if you want a way that you want to give... Who knew when you buy a Who Gives a Shit pillow, you're giving money to
V-Day. I was the designer for that. Where's my money?
You're giving it to charity.
I'm still waiting for my design fee.
Oh,
right. Now it's to charity. So, before we decided on that, I wasn't given notice. I like to be paid for my work.
Drink your drink and shut the fuck up. That's what I want to say about that. Anyway,
you know what?
That's it.
I will gladly donate my design fees.
Okay.
Gladly.
Let's move on.
I like to be asked, though, instead of just assumed.
This is what happens.
Creativity costs money.
This, y'all... If I could get him to take a triple dose of CBD today, because
I'm fine.
Because when he's been on the phone for an hour with the IRS,
oh my God, y'all,
it's completely set up.
I'm
the
trying
day.
To like
he's easily keyed up.
I'm trying to like get some answers about some tax info.
And normally he can fuck this out of him, but we can't do that now.
And because I'm trying to move into a new place and with credit checks and stuff like that. So y'all send good vibes.
He's got fraudulent tax shit,
but it's
not his.
It's not mine.
Somebody else's.
It's someone else's. But I'm send good vibes for me to get the apartment that I want because it's bigger, it's lovely, and it would actually have a place for us to podcast other than my couch.
This is true.
Yeah.
And
this bitch wants it
it's
too.
It's got a huge closet for him to put in a sex sling
and central heating and air. Let me say that again. Central heating and air.
I will never have to hear the phrase "I'm hot" come out of Poodle's mouth again. I think I might pay part of the rent on this place.
I know it sounds like me being when I want. I'm like, all I want is central air, and all I want is a dishwasher. But that's what I want.
That's what you want.
It's what I want.
I was waiting for it. Let's
give me
jump
money.
In.
It's what I want,
y'all.
It's what I want.
We're talking about. This shit show, boy. Let's just jump into Stephanie, shall we?
Stephanie and Harris.
It's Stephanie and Harris now, which we already knew this.
I had a dream.
90 Day the Malinated Way.
I had the dream. Yes. So she has decided to call Harris. She says, I am done with Ryan. He can fuck off and die. I don't miss him, but I am disappointed.
Yes,
you do miss him.
But she said this before, even when before kind of the events of last week's episode happened. She said this before to Ryan and calls where she'll say, fuck off and die.
Yeah.
Someone who says that to people
I
on
know.
The phone.
It's really gross.
Please don't say that
and
to people.
And you can kind of understand that she's coming with anger, but when she, in
her
wine slur, son of a bitch. Fuck off and die.
Y'all.
Fuck off and die.
She's on meds. She's on, I guarantee you, very impaired. She's on prescription medicine.
She's very impaired.
Stephanie, honestly, fame is the worst thing that could have happened to Stephanie.
Oh, God. What is she? No, she's got that OnlyFans.
And she wants to be somebody who is famous. Y'all, this is the worst thing that could have happened to her.
So she basically says...
it's not going to be good for mental health.
Why? She's crying, too. But she says... she's like, I will move on with my life. And I'm going to have ask Harris to come here and stay until he leaves. And she's like, you know, I'm going to pop... And she's like, love for me is dead. And she's like trying to stomp on it, but she's got a bad hip, so she can't do that.
Balloon's not
and it
popping.
Won't work. So she takes a pin and just violently tries to
Which,
pop the balloon.
That is all valid. If she has a, she definitely can be very angry. I think what is not, what's unsettling to me, though, is...
I was really worried about her popping that balloon. I was worried it was going to make a sound because that's one of my phobias.
Oh, you hate that. No,
you know, with me with popping balloons.
So you were concerned about that. I was more concerned about the black tokenism and her just inserting Harris
into Ryan's
place. Well,
yes, of course.
That is...
Oh, aren't you being a little overly sensitive? I mean, he's her cousin. He's his cousin. It's just, it's fine.
Okay. So Harris shows up and she's like,
Harris, I'm so glad you're here.
She hugs, oh my God, what I've been through. Wait. And then Harris describes how long it took him to get there.
He's like, well, she called me, and it was like 4 a.m., and so then I took a city bus, and
that was
then
hours.
I jumped on
a
speedboat, and then I came here, and then I drove another 3 hours.
And then this,
took another bus.
And then I found a tricycle, and that, I used that for the last 10 miles.
You can reach me by city bus. You can reach me by speedboat. I don't care how you get here. Just fuck me when you can. There are hills and mountains between us. Always something to get over.
I don't know that song as much. I don't know the verse. I just know the chorus.
Oh, but you know the song.
Oh, yeah.
Get here.
So, yeah. Wait, who sang that and became famous?
Oh,
was it
God.
Luther Vandross?
I always thought it was Anita Baker, but it's not. Someone's screaming.
Hey, Siri, who sang the song?
I think it's Olita Adams.
Get here if you can.
I think it's Olita Adams.
I think you're right. Siri's not listening.
Just ask. I think it's Olita Adams. Someone's screaming.
Stop talking. If Siri keeps responding.
I wish I could say that to you. Get here if you can.
I don't think Siri.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Great.
Yeah.
So we need to also describe what she's wearing. It's not as offensive. Well, you need to get right.
So keep going.
So she's got on this kind of pink thing that she also got off her couture, like for cheap.
Uh huh.
The earrings, I don't get. They're ridiculous.
They're basically like rows of disco balls,
but they're about 5 inches long.
They are about 5 inches. They're so long they hit her shoulder.
She's got this lipstick purse.
Now look,
that she holds like it's an actual large lipstick.
She does. And a lot of sissies, especially in our Facebook group, some are bothered by the pigtails, some are not. I'm actually fine with women of any age wearing pigtails.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think, though, what kind of maybe triggers people is Stephanie clearly...
She's trying to look younger.
It's the whole vibe of how... But wear pigtails if you... Y'all, my art teacher in elementary school wore pigtails, and she was a 70-year woman, and she was adorable.
I think it's 70. You can just do it.
Oh yeah.
I wrote down for Stephanie with her style. Everything is just trying too hard. Always.
It's trying too hard. Always. It's
Like that lipstick. She's having a heart. She sees Harris. She has a hard time holding it and hugging Harris at the same time.
It's not. Yeah, y'all.
I also wrote down, wow, that pic of him was filtered.
Oh, yes. Because he's not, I think he's more attractive than Ryan.
Yes.
But he definitely has a filter on it, that picture of him laying down.
Yes, that was filtered.
He also seemed like he's lost weight since that picture. He almost seems too thin. He's just bones and dick at this point.
He also seems very much telling Stephanie what she wants to hear. I'm here for you for the rest of the duration.
You know, because that is what she's...
It's over for good. You're right about him, Harris. He's not a good guy. He's a master manipulator. Manipulator. Wine slur.
She almost called him Ryan.
Yes, that did happen.
She was like, well, right, Harris. You know, which I told this story before it would happen. One time I was drunk getting fucked by a guy in San Francisco, and I could not remember his name, except for I remembered, oh, wait, his name's Francisco. And that's the only way I knew what his name was. Although I think I might have moaned.
I think you probably got it wrong.
I think I moaned San Francisco once when he was pounding me because that's just the. I was like, oh, I love it, San Francisco.
It's like, yes.
Yeah.
And so she's like, will you stay with me? And she's like, yes, I will stick with you
forever.
And he's basically saying,
he
Harris.
Likes dogs, his cousin.
I liked it when she said, my favorite thing when she said, was talking about him. She's like, the first day I met her, I cut her a coconut and I gave it to her. So it's love, y'all.
It's love. Y'all, if you think Ryan wanted to come to the U.S., Harris is thinking.
Harris already has American flag underwear.
Yeah, he's got his sights set. He's acting like he's like, I told you from the beginning, you need to take care of you, and I'll be there.
You need a man to do that.
Yeah, and you need a man to take care of you. And Stephanie's, well, you know, we always had a good connection. Especially when you fucked me.
Yeah, when I was imagining you were Ryan.
Yeah.
It was helpful.
If you wouldn't mind, can you stay the night?
I mean, I just need somebody to fuck my brains up. I mean, hold me all night.
I'm glad. And then Stephanie says, I'm glad Harris is here. He gives me great comfort.
Comfort.
Because you wanted to say cock.
Here's the thing. I know Harris realizes how transactional this is for her.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear. I want to know if she thinks he thinks it's transactional. I don't think she does.
No, I don't think she does.
I think
she
is
lying to herself, which she's a sad person.
Yeah. And she's a financial abuser. What she's doing also is tokenist, and she's literally replacing one black man with his cousin.
Yes, and that it's a very separate thing than the assault that happened. There's two different things. So we want to
you can both be a victim of sexual assault.
She does not deserve that.
And you can also
that.
Be a shitty person.
Yeah, she does not deserve what happened
no,
to her because of the tokenism.
These things are separate things and you can get sympathy for one and be reviled for another.
Yeah, because I like to bring it up because I think a lot of people
she is no messiah.
No, a lot of people said to us last week they didn't know about stealthing, and they were glad we talked about
it.
And I don't think a lot of people in the U.S., especially that are white, know about tokenism and this idea of basically she is
kind of fetishizing his race, fetishizing him,
and this
as a foreign black man.
Y'all, this comes from
man.
A long lineage of foreign black men.
Yeah.
Horrible culture of like fetishizing and like buying and sexualizing slaves in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And even I did not know about this until I got into a relationship with a black man and like one of them talking to me about it. And I would just, you know, compliment him and he would be like, I just want to make sure, are you doing this? And I went, oh my God, no, I had no idea. And so I just think that this is maybe a learning thing for some of us white Americans that. This is gross. She's going to give him all of the shit that she gave Ryan.
Yeah.
She's even, I mean, as she said, hey, I'm in Belize. I might as well make the most of it while I'm here.
I'm in Ladyville, Belize. Ladyville, Belize. I'm here. I gotta go back to Cuckoo. Cuckoo. I miss Cuckoo a lot more than I miss Ryan. My 27-year-old fiance from Ladyville, Belize.
Oh, my hair, she smells like a bus. Can you just go upstairs and freshen
up
a bit?
You need to change because we're gonna go to dinner. And the reservation says Ryan, but you're gonna be fine.
Literally, it's the audacity that it's just.
Can you fit into Ryan's clothes?
It's mind blowing.
Her, she's so high.
Yeah, she's like
her. She's like what?
She's like on a shit ton of Ativan or whatever.
I don't know what it is.
Oh,
it's almost certainly barbiturates because that's what slows her down.
Yeah,
and the alcohol probably doesn't help. Thoughts and prayers, Stephanie. Thoughts and prayers.
Boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of thoughts and prayers, I talked to your mother today because I know she's been praying for me and my dad. Y'all,
my mother calls him.
Poodle's mother called me, and I don't know what to do.
Because of his father's fake cancer. I've tried to tell her it's fake.
I don't know what to do when she calls. I freeze because it's like, what do you, even Jake's
it's like a predator in the woods. And you just freeze, and then they smell your fear.
And I'm so worried I'm going to say something.
Yeah,
and
then Mother Poodle calls.
3 days later, I'm going to get a call from Jake just going, blah, 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 blah.
You got to be real careful what you tell Mother Poodle.
And I said something that completely set her off, and I'd be like, calm down, Poodle. What did I say? This one went well. I did.
He got out in 17 minutes, y'all. That's a good record.
It's true. I gave Poodle, I gave him something just for the conversation. Mainly what I learned. It's really what you've learned in
you
this
learned
episode.
You learned like one thing, maybe.
I learned anytime she started asking about Jake, I immediately deflected to the daughter-in-law, and it just set her off talking about her. And totally saved
y'all,
me.
Send prayers to my sister-in-law. Now, she has her faults. She would admit that. But imagine Mother Poodle as your MIL. MIL.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
No, ma'am.
You married her younger son.
I was kind of shocked how Mother...
I'm just glad you don't marry her older son. If anybody who I married... I'm kind of glad it would be a man. Because at
she's
least...
She's still going to give them shit.
She will, but it won't be as bad if it was a woman.
Oh, no, it won't.
Yeah. She'll have allowances there.
She's like, Jay Bird, I want to say something, but it's two men, so I guess it's different. That's exactly what she was saying.
Two men, so I guess, I don't know.
I don't understand.
Who am I going to know?
Let it be.
But anyway, I'm glad she was good to hear from you.
She's alive and well.
Yeah.
And bitching about your father.
She wants to kill him, y'all. I kind of see it because my father's like, when it's rainy days, he can't go do anything.
That's what she said. She said, yesterday, it rained all day. Oh, he was here all day.
I couldn't vacuum my house.
And she said, yes, Muffin leaves that hair everywhere, and I have to vacuum every 2 days. Cool. It affects my asthma. And finally, I just looked at him, and I said, I'm not going to say his name, but she said, finally, I just said, Father Poodle, I got a vacuum. It's 3 o'clock. You're going to have to go somewhere
else. Hang up your phone.
Then she told me about a dinner she cooked, how it was supposed to be just for two people.
Oh, yeah.
And
I heard
they invited everybody
I already
over.
Saw the earlier showing of that story.
And then
I caught the early bird.
People, and she told me the whole story to basically tell me. And they
You got the reprise.
They said, I had the best pimento cheese they've ever had. Better
best
than the one
pimento
at,
cheese.
Better than a golf course?
Better than the one at some Master's Grocery.
And I even got an Ingles grocery store.
Oh, about the vaccine story.
Yes, at the pharmacy.
She was doing her greatest hits with you.
Yeah, I got
she
it
was
all.
Just She was just lobbing them at you.
It was great.
And you say, you do a lot of, you were right.
Oh, good for you.
Oh,
ma'am.
I'm so proud of you.
I did say that. I said I'm so proud for you.
That helps. Those go a long way. If she doesn't get a lot of your rights and feel validated.
I do love her. I love her.
I love my mother. She's challenging. She's challenging in her own way. She is a very special person. I get a lot of who I am from her.
Yeah, that's what I get from my mom.
And sometimes it's not the good parts of me.
say.
But I would not change who she is. I would not change. She always can make me laugh.
No one will love you more than your mother.
As I've heard all growing up. As my mother looked at me once when I was young, when I was probably in 16, I was complaining about not being able to drive. She's like, you know, I love you so much, it scares me. Think about being a 16-year-old boy and hearing that and actually having to respond.
My mother said, I kill for you.
I know. I don't want to hear that you'd murder someone for me.
Kill for you, because I would. I'm like, you should not kill for me.
Also, don't put that on your child.
Y'all, mothers, don't tell your kid you were murder for them. That's not appropriate.
I heard that too.
Just say you love them a lot, and
yeah,
that's fine.
Just support them enough.
Just show up.
Yeah. Don't add more shame and than they already have. Oh. Especially your gay kids.
Oh.
Where were we? Mike and Natalie. Mike and Natalie.
Speaking of shame,
you know, this may have been the first positive episode for them. It's also still fake. I'm saying it. They're trying to make this turn around for them.
They are. There's a few days that have calmed down, and y'all, Natalie calls her friend Svetlana. Yes. And so
this was a boring conversation. I was upset.
They're starting to talk about coronavirus and this.
Yeah.
They haven't really yet. So they're starting to talk about it too. And I love that she's kind of like, she's like, well, I don't know. And Svetlana finally says, what's the problem?
Coronavirus is very scary.
Well, I thought, is Svetlana Mother Poodle in our mother? Poodle God,
she was the one with the glasses.
Mother Poodle Ogleskaya in disguise.
Olga Poodleskaya.
What did I say?
You reversed that. You said Poodle Ogleskaya.
God, I have brain issues.
You do. I'm glad you're realizing it now.
What's going to happen?
It's very frustrating for me. And you should
do this. When
you
I'm
should
six...
tell me every day how patient I am.
What? I forgot what you asked me to say. What are you going to do when I'm 60?
You won't make it to that. I'll find a way. I'll replace you with a robot.
But what you're saying is correct. You're so smart and lovely.
Who just tells fake Southern stories about my Aunt Darla.
She went to Piggly Wiggly and bought bacon for our siblings. And then we ran out of bacon and I had none. I'm sad.
And I'll go in. That was a good story. That was a good story, Rube Robot. And we're like, now back to the show.
That's totally what's going
to
happen.
I would totally listen to that show. And you could always control. And if the Rube Robot was going on too long, I'd be like, yurp, and it would just like,
and
shut up.
And then I went to, oh, wait, that reminds me of my classmate, Heather Harris. And then...
Yay, play off the Rube Robot, y'all. Play off the Rube Robot. Oh, God. That would be amazing.
Barbecue sauce.
as long as the robot could say,
barbecue sauce.
That's what he says when he shuts down. Last thing.
Barbecue sauce.
Okay. Chilies.
Now I want that, but I don't.
I have not been
good.
To Chili's in so long.
We have one in Ardmore now.
And I'm sure it's fully open.
No, my dad, y'all say, oh, one day I said, Dad, you want like Chinese food? I said, oh, wait, I forgot. You don't like Asian food. Oh, it's not true. Love those Southwest egg rolls at Chili's.
Very authentic. Very authentically Asian.
Same thing.
From Southwest Asia.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing Asian about Southwest egg rolls, y'all.
No, nothing. They're delicious.
Ain't nothing.
Though. Okay, so let's.
Mike and Natalie. She's talking to Svetlana.
Svetlana's like, what's the problem? She's like,
coronavirus is very scary.
She's like, we are fighting. We don't have a lot of time.
I still do not have ring.
Yeah, I don't have ring.
I don't have ring.
He betrayed my trust. And.
Do you know what? Svetlana gets real and says, you know what? Maybe you're going about this the wrong way.
Yeah, she says
Svetlana went to the Olga school because she's like, maybe you should forgive him. for things says what he has done.
She's basically like, you're his main person. You're his love.
You're his person.
He brought you there.
Yeah.
What are you complaining about? Maybe you're moving too fast.
And I agree with this, but I don't. That's why this whole section feels so fake to me. Because Natalie, this is a 180 for Natalie. And maybe she's doing it out of desperation. Because she was, I want the child, and I want...
I'm 35. But Svetlana does say, but you are the main person. You are his love. Why would you give the ring back?
Right. I will say, for a woman in Ukraine at 35, that is, she is considered an old maid.
She is there.
Yeah. And so
we do not think that
pressure. No.
The views of Ukraine are not the views of reality gays.
Yeah.
If I don't even think you should start trying to have kids till you're like 30.
You know what? Let's let people do what they ever want, what they want to do.
Don't even get married until 30. You just fuck a lot
but don't,
of dick.
But don't invalidate anyone's marriage before 30.
Take some dick in Boulder too.
What?
Fuck someone in the Florida panhandle. Ooh.
Well, that didn't go well.
He gave it to you. In other words, don't get married.
In other words, suck that dick. I never thought all those sound effects would delight me so much.
I love people saying their reaction, and that's true,
to
y'all.
Us finding it, that we was pure joy.
We found them out in real time.
Like us finding
in real time. It was incredible.
I still think this might be my favorite.
And now we have Poodle showing his ass.
It's so stupid how I kind of wish it faded out, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. I'm going to send them
I could do it. Listen.
I want to send them some notes. Oh, that's good, but you have to use two hands, though.
Sometimes it's
you know
worth,
what? Two hands is best. Oh. Yeah.
So Svetlana kind of makes sense to her or not. But you know what? Svetlana said this is a very like postmodern narrative, like therapy question, she said. And I think this is a good question. If y'all are going through shit in your life, you're bitching to your friend.
Yeah.
A lot of times we are upset and we're angry because we feel powerless. And sometimes
that's
the case.
And Natalie does. Yeah.
Sometimes that's the case. Very rarely, though, I will say, because there's always something, because Svetlana says, so, what can be changed?
Ooh, y'all,
That was the best question.
That, and Natalie kind of didn't know how to respond.
So, that is like, what can be changed?
Yeah, because for Natalie, it's all about how she's feeling, and she's realizing that she can't change. She's not going to be able to change how Mike is behaving.
No.
And I think she's trying. And I think she believes she can.
Can.
And what Svetlana says is, what can be changed is the way Natalie reacts to it.
Exactly.
Because that's life. You can never change how someone is going to behave.
You cannot. But what can be changed is something you can control.
Exactly.
So what can you, and she said,
what can you change in yourself?
He apologized. I can let this go, and I can say I'm going to trust him, and let's move forward.
And we're not saying, you guys, that if your husband is cheating on you 11 times, you should say,
oh, what can be changed is you leave his ass.
Exactly. But it needs to begin with you instead of you trying to change someone else's behavior. If you're in a relationship where you are constantly trying to tell the person where they need to change this way.
Yes. Or if you're like a parent with a child.
Yeah.
Your kid's not doing the things you want them to do.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to force the kid, no, what can be changed is the way you're reacting.
The way
to
you
it.
React to that behavior. Because
it was wise.
Yeah.
Svetlana is, she was shady when we first saw her, but she's also wise.
Kind of looks like a porn star when she wears glasses. And she could take them off at any time. Maybe I need to get fucked.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
So the next thing.
Excuse me, did someone say porn?
No!
I just said a human name. It's a pug, really.
I don't allow her.
I'm just saying.
Your tongue is so disgusting.
I've been around the block, and I once did a whole circuit in Russia. Oh, I got fucked from the Kremlin to Siberia. Oh, yeah. I think a Russian bear even came in once, and I didn't care. I said,
no.
It's a pug, really. But I'm telling you, Svetlana, not familiar.
Okay, good. Please leave. I never want to see you again.
I'm going. I see some dick.
I'd love to send you to Siberia. Never again.
Poor Granny.
Her,
she's been listening in lately.
Her and BGL. I don't ever want them to come back.
Same. Same. Same, y'all. So anyway, so then she talks to Mike about it. They're sitting outside, and Natalie's... She's like
just basking in the sun, just sunning herself like a lizard.
Mike is sitting there thinking about what he wants to change on his Pornhub account.
Yeah, he's just like, or thinking about, do I need a new Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Should I get another one?
By the way, one of the sissies said, and I did not know this, they said that Mike could be, we don't know this for sure, could be hard of hearing. And that is why he wears a Bluetooth thing.
Interesting.
Because it can be used as a hearing device. So if that's the case.
Wow.
But I feel like they should make that distinction because it looks like he's not listening to her and he's just ready to take his next
no,
call.
No, but I've never thought about that.
But if that's the case.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Mike, that we read you for that if it's about your hearing. But let us maybe.
I also get it that he has to be because he's in sales. And so he has to be maybe contactable at all times.
If you're in a therapist session.
I agree. It should be removed.
It should have been removed for that. But maybe it's because he wanted to hear the therapist.
That's a really good point.
I never thought about that.
Not to give any charity to Mike because I don't really care.
Same.
I don't care about either of them.
But.
Like, I don't. This is the weird thing about this season.
I don't care about Mike. I just make them.
I don't.
When you mention Mike, I make the Mike face.
Yeah. Well, it's the only person I have any investment in. I have two people I have investments in this season. Julia, I want the best for her.
I do.
And Rebecca and Zied.
Agreed.
Everyone else, I just don't care. I wish that maybe Andrew would stop fucking with Amira.
I want the best for Amira.
Yeah.
I don't care about Andrew.
I think there's more problems there, though. I don't think Andrew's not her only problem.
No.
I think there are more issues there. But
oh, yeah.
Everybody else, I'm just like, fuck off.
They're cuckoo.
Because honestly, think about season 7. We had Anna and Marcel, who we were rooting for.
Yeah, they got on
even
our
though it was ridiculous.
You called her a horrible reason for no. You called her a horrible mother.
You called her a horrible mother.
Oh, I did?
Yes. I just made fun of her moles and named them.
Yeah, that's true, I did.
I just went for her appearance, and you weren't for her soul.
I did.
But think about the other people we had. We had David and Lana, who were disgusting.
Oh.
But, like, there seemed to be some people you could root for. This season, there's none of that. Stephanie? Tariq and Hazel? Bring a book.
Bring a book. Bring a book. Is there any more that they're sitting outside and basically Natalie says this was good. She said, I understand how torturous it was for you and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, she's finally learning this idea of how to talk to Mike.
Y'all, relationships are emotional compromise.
Totally.
I say things that I don't want to mean or that I don't want to say, but I do and I mean
to
it.
Me?
No, everything I say to you is totally true. For sure. I mean all of it.
You better.
Yeah. So, but you do say things of, you know, I don't really see this point, but this is important to them, so I'm gonna give them this.
And that's kind of like how I said I was always right on the order of stories.
I don't care about that.
And you fought with me about it.
No, I didn't. I just said, oh, mine's off. And then Poodle wanted to be right. I wanted to get it right.
No.
And I said, I don't care.
No, what you said is, and I said, because I write on a legal pad, you guys. And so he's like, oh, I had this next. And I said, no, it's this next. He's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I was wrong. And I'm like, no, you were. It's okay, because I can't be wrong this way. But you've argued with me on it.
I actually didn't. And that's what upset
I'm
you.
I'm not saying... let's move on. This is the part where people are fast forward.
No, that I don't argue with Poodle a lot. And
yes, you do!
I don't. You want me to fight with you on things sometimes, and I don't, because I don't care. Who cares? It's the order of the thing.
You know what? I'll get you to fight with me. I'll find a way. Y'all, when people say, I don't want to fight with you, that enrages me. But... Come at me when someone says, I will not fight with you right now. Pisses you the fuck off. I hate you.
Okay, so basically that's it. And
so first, I build trust, and then I have ring. So she is trying to get the ring out of doing all of this,
so,
which is kind of a gross.
So is that what you see in the tea leaves?
Totally.
Basically, she's apologizing this, and then the next episode, she's going to be like, I apologize. Where's my ring?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that
it's all transactional.
I think that too.
Yeah. So she said, let's start over. She sticks out her hand, and then he weirdly puts his clammy hand in hers.
It's
strange.
It's weird. It's weird.
Y'all, tell me if you've ever had, like, I've done this before. Actually, I think if I'm going to hold hands with someone, I'm usually the one. Although people do grab for my hand, and I'll take it. But to have that, like, clammy handhold where they just, like, lay it in your hand is so gross.
It seemed weird. It just seemed.
Yeah.
It seems. I still don't. I know that probably is fake and they're together, but yep. It just feels like Mike doesn't love her very much.
Well, Mike does say, I feel pretty good right now. He says, I have hope, but I don't know if she means what she says. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Don't make his voice Caesar. Y'all. Okay. We're going to jump into Rebecca and Zied.
Should we take a commercial break?
Yep, right after this commercial.
See ya.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Hey, everybody.
With an intro music.
We're back. Oh. Yeah.
I love that it has like a, that's very straight.
Oh, yeah.
We need to one have this like gay. What would be the gay music? Maybe a Benny.
What just fell?
I don't know.
God, I thought it was my beer.
I think it was my phone.
I think it was your phone.
It's fine.
But what if somebody calls you?
I'm fine.
Is it on? Just go get your phone.
Where's my phone?
Y'all, we're talking about...
Oh, no, I don't know where it is.
We're talking about Rebecca.
I don't care.
And Rebecca.
Rebecca and Zed.
Oh, so handsome.
Also, we got... Y'all, we got a little bit of an email exchange in, and it looks like our supercast is going to be coming up sooner, probably even than Friday. So, looks like... I
look out, y'all. Supercast. You can become a super sissy right away.
What is today? Today is Monday.
Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. I think it could be up by tomorrow night, by Wednesday night. Yeah, and y'all, and that's kind of how we're going forward. We also talked about, y'all, we're calling it because it's confusing. Patreon, Supercast.
This is...
What are we calling
any,
it, Poodle?
Any kind of premium content you're going to get from us, which is not just premium content. These are whole other shows, you guys. It's not like you're going to get longer interviews or longer shows. God forbid we have longer shows. I'd throw myself out my window.
True.
But these are new shows. Like we do shows like Marrying Millions on our premium content. We do shows like Love After Lockup.
Yeah.
And you get classic 90 Day on our
binges.
Our binges, all the Netflix
so
binges.
We're calling it
Welcome to Plathville. We're calling it Reality Gaze Extra.
Extra, extra.
Extra. With like 11 X's.
We're not putting a lot of X's in it because we already get people in the sissy squad that think we're leather sissies, which is fine.
That's fine. Live your life.
So we're calling it Reality Gays Extra, and you can be a gaytron or you can be a super sissy.
You can be a gaytron on the Patreon, the Gaytreon, or you can be a super sissy on Supercast.
So whatever you want to do, those options are there. So
it's
just
fine
want to clarify
as long as you have a safe word. Whatever you want to do is fine.
Vulva.
That's my safe word.
Gross.
Y'all, let's talk about Rebecca and Zied.
So Zied is trying to figure out the dishwasher. he was like, for clothes, yes, but not for the chicken.
Yes, not for the chicken.
I want a washer for the chicken.
You know, I was
trying to get it right now.
To be honest, you know, staying with my dad, he has a dishwasher, and it's been so long since I'd used
y'all,
one.
It we was, don't have them in
LA.
And especially with older units in Los Angeles.
We don't have dishwashers.
We don't have dishwashers.
We don't have
units.
Washers and dryers.
Washer and dryer in our units. It's not a thing.
Many of us don't even have central. I don't. You don't.
I don't have central air.
We don't have central air and heat. So it was a little bit the first time it took me a little bit to figure out the dishwasher. So I can't blame you.
I miss dishwashers.
I would give my left nut for a dishwasher.
Oh, God. Remember when we got the portable dishwasher in the old house?
Story.
Y'all, that portable dishwasher. Also, if you ever think a portable dishwasher is a good idea that you just plug in, it's not.
No.
It will leak.
It
will not work.
We got a portable dishwasher.
It was the bane of our existence.
Because we thought, this is great. We're going to have a portable dishwasher.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to wash dishes now. Y'all, I think
it never worked.
It worked one time.
Yeah.
Actually, one time. It was it's the kind where you like hook up to a hose on your faucet and you turn the faucet
such
on.
Such a hassle, though.
It was such a hassle. It leaked
there was
everywhere.
Soap leaking out of it.
We just decided, we bought it at Best Buy, and to get that thing returned at Best Buy.
Oh, my God. That was a disaster.
It was horrible for me. I sometimes was in tears. We decided to call it Things We Hated.
Yeah. I called mine Nikki because
he had it, someone that picked on him, Nikki. I called it Bill George, who is a horrible, y'all have already heard the Bill George story, a horrible teacher of me, mine.
What
in
did
eighth grade.
Lindsay call that? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
It was a terrible name.
It was a terrible
but
name.
But we called it our least favorite people.
Least favorite people. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because Nikki had picked on me on the bus. Before she tried to make me her boyfriend, when I said I didn't want to be her boyfriend, she picked on me.
She did?
It's me with my history with a lot of girls.
What is she doing now?
I don't know. I don't care.
All right.
Probably in prison.
What if she's not? What if she's like a, you know.
She's not.
Well?
She's not.
All
she's
right.
not. Psychopath. Let's talk about Rebecca and Zied. So, because of COVID, Rebecca's working a lot more at Joelle's Hot Chicken, and he's bored, but she's taking the day off the next day because and they're going to go. She's renting a cabin. Yes. She's got surprises planned.
This is really sweet.
It is.
She's doing, because she knows.
Of course, it's pouring down rain.
It's stuck in the. He's stuck in the house all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But y'all, there's an ulterior motive. Rebecca wants to get married here, y'all.
At this kind of resort. Now, let me preface this with saying Rebecca has been married 3 times before.
Tres maridos.
Tres. What was this?
I don't know how you say marriage in Spanish. Tres.
Matrimonios?
Matrimonios.
I think that's maybe Italian, but...
Hey, Siri, how do you say marriage in Spanish? She's not bilingual. Oh, well.
She's been a real failure lately.
It's true. One of our sissies messaged me on Instagram and said they used to work at this cabin. And I said, oh, my gosh, I wish you had Rebecca and Zietti, but I don't think they do.
Anyway, so... She wants to look at the wedding venue, and the first thing Zia goes is, horse.
Horse.
And she says, can I touch?
Can I touch?
He's I like, can
yeah,
touch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
He is so big and handsome.
So big and handsome.
I've actually done that to a man, and but I don't ask, can I touch?
I've done that to several penile.
Yeah, but you don't You're ask just, either, and I'm that's just, the problem.
I just lean down with my head, looking in their crotch, going,
We need to teach you about consent, though. So the guy's like, this horse. He's like, yes, his name is Pendragon. I'm like, okay, that's a weird name for a horse.
Somebody knows what that means. It's very sweet how surprised he is. And he's like smiling, big smile. It's just great that they're getting out and reminding they're in love.
What do you think about Rebecca's wish for this, her fourth marriage, to have it as, she says, but it's kind of like my first marriage.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but I think before you say that, we should say, y'all, I guess they're all just kind of starting to talk about COVID now because they can't help not talk about it. And Zed brings up, Zied is worried and thinks they just need to go to court and get married. And that's where Rebecca brings up,
honestly,
this feels like my first marriage.
I don't care how you feel. This is what's going on in the world.
I bounce back and forth in that. But we're talking about this now with hindsight.
Yeah.
When this happened, none of us thought.
Right. I agree with you.
It was going to be this bad. None of us thought that. And so I think a lot of people thought.
Except for me when I was in China and saw actual roads blocked off.
Like literally roads with brick walls built on the road.
Yeah.
So people couldn't get
kind of thought something was up.
Thought, got
kinda,
a little concerned.
Kind of got a little concerned.
You sent me a picture.
When I went, I need to leave China.
You sent me a picture.
That was the night before when we were seeing all that, you guys. And I was like, and you have that self-preservation instinct that takes over and says, I need to leave the country. And I had bought a ticket. And the next day, they said, we're getting you out of here. Our producers and our tour group, and so I did cancel the ticket. But like, I would have gone home. I would have just broke my contract.
Yeah,
it's not worth being stuck in China,
because if y'all would have stayed, you probably still would have maybe. But that's when that was the worst part of China. Do you think y'all would have been stuck there?
Maybe, but they had already paid us everything, and all of our concerts have been canceled. So I was like, I don't have any obligations. I don't need to go back. That's why I can fly anytime.
They didn't want to rebook the flights. They were going to have y'all stay for a week.
Yes. They were going to have us stay for a week.
But you wouldn't have left till like the first week of February.
That is true.
And
that's when I said, and I think there may be one other person who said was going to do the same thing. But I'm like, y'all, I'm like a fucking cockroach.
Well, that
I
sissy,
will
that,
survive.
That sissy who worked for the Army.
Yeah, for virology. Yeah, she told you, she's like, he needs to get his fucking ass out of China.
And then once, because you were like, well, and then, but that was.
Are you taking credit?
No. I'm giving credit to the sissy.
Okay.
But that is, I do remember though, you were kind of thinking, well, and then you talked to the sissy and you're like, okay, I'm getting out.
Yeah, I need to get
and
out.
And then you sent me the picture of the brick wall and 5 minutes later, you sent me a picture of your plane ticket.
Yep.
That did it. Y'all think about that. People, we talk
Y'all,
about...
a bitch has to survive.
I know a lot of Americans are like, I'm going to wear masks in this. Y'all, they fucking walled up
roses.
Yeah, if you think you know what a shutdown is or a lockdown,
you
got no idea.
You got no idea. All right.
Then people stopping you with masks on. If you didn't have masks, they take you off to a Chinese prison. Enjoy that.
We're going to get letters. So, okay. So
maybe not a Chinese prison, but they'd fine you.
I agree, though, that Rebecca needs, despite with everything going on, she needs to let it go. And I think she's holding COVID or no COVID.
She wants her dream wedding during COVID.
But COVID or no COVID, I'm kind of like, but she got married three times. Like, this isn't just about you and your experience.
And we're not shaming her for how many marriages she's had.
No, not at all.
Come on. Y'all, I can only be a virgin so many times.
I'm telling y'all now, if Poodle and I were straight women, we would be married and divorced at least twice over.
I agree.
Well, you for sure. Maybe me. I tend to stay in things that aren't good for me, or I used to.
That's the truth.
I probably
you need a bitch like me to say, leave, Emma.
It's true. I would be getting divorced probably now.
Yep.
My first one. And you'll say, listen, when I left husband number four, that oddly was the hardest. I got you on this one.
I just take you in the night.
It's true.
Pull a bag over your head. It's not like you're not used to it.
They're true. They're in a cabin and they're lighting a fire. And Zied is all like, he is like,
more fire.
And that's where she says that she wants to have some normal wedding. And
he's like, no, we have to get married before Ramadan.
And then she's like, Ramadan?
She's like, could this not have been communicated earlier?
Right. This is the, y'all, and if you're thinking, if you're watching this and you're going, Carl, why do I know about Ramadan? I'm shocked I can say that word,
Carl. It's a holy month of fasting.
Why do I know? Because if you've been watching 90 Day Fiancé since the beginning, you know in Danielle and Mohammed's season,
he could not kiss her.
They got married in Ramadan, and he could not kiss her.
That was the only reason.
That was the only reason. The only reason.
So anyway, she's chewing her mouth. She's like, I think we could have talked about this earlier.
She's like, I don't know why this hasn't come up before now. And Zia says, I'm not marrying now. No. Or he says like,
I won't get married.
He's like,
Ramadan.
I wasn't married.
I'll leave
I wasn't
otherwise.
Married before. I tell now.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I feel like this is also a producer-initiated scene.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
She even says, though, she can't sleep. I guess she cannot stay there. Yeah. Why can't she stay there?
I guess because, now, yes, he is, and I do feel like that people can choose the ways they are observant.
Yes.
But apparently, he is choosing to be more observant during Ramadan. Because normally he would not be able to stay with her because they weren't married.
That's true.
So, y'all, for Rebecca and Zied, the producers are making up shit, or it's going to be an iffy next 2 weeks.
You know, they didn't get along in this cabin, but I bet they fucked good that night.
So pussy good.
Wow. She's on the dick, Rivy. Yeah.
Tunisia is not on the dick, Riviera. I've got to get you that atlas.
I thought it was.
God. Could you even point to countries on the map?
I know France is on the right side of the Atlantic Ocean and Canada's on the left side.
Okay. Let's talk about Andrew and Amira, or at first Amira and her father Klaus from the Chipmunk movie.
Oh boy, y'all! She's only been back 2 weeks, and already she's got to tell her father, "I'm going to go to Serbia."
I am going back to Serbia. We're going to do the Serbian option.
You know this isn't going to go well when Dad, the first thing, the way he brings it up, Dad says, "Hey, are you looking for a job?" Y'all, if your dad says, are you looking for a job, son or daughter, and your response is not?
No, I'm not looking for a job because I'm going to Serbia with Andrew.
This is not going to go well.
And he's like, you're going to make the same mistake again? And he's like, there is mafia there and no respect for human rights.
Okay, we don't know this is true about Serbia.
I don't, but I'm saying now.
That this is his.
We've had Serbia and Bosnia and Bosnia-Herzegovina and that conflict. I don't know. this is sad to admit, I don't know if things are much better there, but they weren't for a while.
They weren't good. I remember growing up as a kid, you'd hear a lot about Bosnia and Serbia.
Yeah, you would.
In the 80s ethnic and cleansing. Early 90s. Yeah, it was not great in the 90s.
I hope that things are better.
We don't know.
I wish them the best.
Godspeed. So
Serbia is definitely Dick Riviera, though.
Oh.
That's like the second stop.
Oh, joke a dick.
Come on and stick it in on the Dick Riviera.
Serbian men, I've never, even if they're not necessarily cute in the face, Serbian men have like the swagger.
Yeah, they're very loud. That's my experience.
Have you had sex with a Serbian man?
Yeah.
You've really fucked your way across Europe.
I need to put that world map up again.
Like if we put red little pinpricks up, would just Europe be a sea of red?
Maybe.
What country would be the most red?
Oh God, because I lived there for a while, probably Austria. Oh. Austria and Germany. I fucked a lot of Germans. Cuz they freaky deaky. Oh. Y'all, wow. If you fucked a German, they freaky deaky. They've always got a fetish. Ain't no German that doesn't have like a gas mask or like a cat mask or some shit. And you're like, goodness. Wait, you want to fuck me in that?
You want to fuck me in that?
You want me to put on a suit that looks like olive oil from Popeye?
I mean, you know what I mean.
Okay. Come at me if you fucked a freaky deaky German.
Come at us.
They are freaky.
I'm all about it.
They're all there. Always uncut, usually kind of girthy. Not the prettiest penises in Europe, by the way.
But they get the job done.
They get the job done.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
They usually know how to, they know their way around the Dusseldorf, as it were.
Okay. So.
I know how to doosel your dwarf.
Oh, God. She says, my plan is to live with Andrew, and I will quarantine until I work. And Dad is like, why are you making this mistake again? There can be no... He said, this is not going to work out. Well, why sacrifice for Andrew if he doesn't sacrifice for you?
I like it when he said, we don't care about Andrew.
We're done with it. But this is true. When has Andrew sacrificed her? And Amir responds and says, he is telling me he sacrifices a lot.
Yeah.
So that's my question, Poodle. What has Andrew sacrificed?
He has sacrificed getting that free Grindr sub from Publix.
Uh-huh.
Because when he was in, it expired when he was in Mexico.
It's not bad, y'all. I've had it.
He's sacrificed April Fool's Day at the daycare center because that's what a lot of fun for him usually because he's like fooling kids.
That he was in vacation in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. He's also sacrificed many, many hours playing Call of Duty that he could have been doing.
Yeah. Could have done it.
Yeah.
And a little money. But we don't know how much money.
Yeah.
Because is he paying for a flight?
Of course. I think so.
You think he is? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I hope.
But I think financial sacrifice is assumed for the American, definitely.
And I think sometimes the Americans think, well, that's the same as emotional sacrifice.
It is not.
I want to almost say emotional sacrifice is more costly.
I think it's expected that the Americans are going
to
pay for the
visa. If you want them to
come
to their country.
Yeah.
Unless you say, I want to go, let me help pay the thing for it.
I don't think Usman is saying to baby girl Lisa, baby girl. I'm going to pay you half.
I'll pay you half. No.
I don't think a lot of the fiancés, the foreign fiancés are asking to pay.
I love it too when Dad's like, I can't believe you're going to do this. What? And again, he says, what did he sacrifice? Did he sacrifice at all? And she's like, well, no. He told me he sacrificed, but he did stay in Vacation City.
He did stay in Vacation City.
Vacation City. And I'm like, where's Vacation City?
I want to go
to that city.
And he goes, he is a coward. He is selfish. And if you do this, I will never talk to you again.
Like, the Now, this is extreme.
And I will say, the idea of not speaking to your children again, you guys.
Because they chose the wrong person in love.
It takes a lot to make that vow. And for people who follow through with it, I guess they're trying, in their mind, they're trying to set boundaries. But at the same time, I know for me, I could never tell a child or my niece or nephews that I would never speak to them again.
Yeah, same.
I don't know if it's possible for me.
Same.
I don't think I could say it.
And maybe we just wrap that up with we.
Yeah, maybe we don't know threats. Maybe we don't understand parent threats.
Well, no, but maybe we also, yes. And maybe we come from the perspective, in coming out to our parents, we wondered if they were going to say that to us.
That is true. And I think
you
that
would never say that when you had a fear of that.
That is true. I think also he's coming from Egypt, so he can have more of a binary view of how that's going to work.
Well, he says, which is true, he says if he really loved her, he would wait for her safety. I don't know
he's
why
right.
it's an idiot.
So Andrew, you guys, calls Amira.
They have a Skype date.
He's like, look, look what I got. So I want to know what kind of D-bag buys their own face on a mug besides us.
Okay. It's true.
We didn't buy it. We did not buy it. That's a read.
I do think, though, it had the French on it. I'm thinking she sent him a mug.
That's probably a good idea.
She was very excited. I bet you she was on the other side.
Yeah, you're probably right.
We just didn't see that.
You're probably right.
That's what I bet. So there was some French, some sissy knows French and Boston.
I've just got to say, I gotta take the Nextdoor app off my thing.
What did it say?
Because always from my neighborhood, it's like two chihuahuas looking for a home.
I wonder if that's the same Nextdoor apps are doing in East LA.
My love in East LA.
What song is that?
Spanish Harlem, played by Carlos Santana.
I hate it. It doesn't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme.
Maria, Maria. She reminds me of a West Side Story.
That's the worst fucking lyric ever.
Well, it reminds him of West Side Story because
it's stupid.
Maria was in West Side Story.
Who sings that song?
Carlos Santana. I don't know the singer.
Exactly.
It's like singer plus Carlos Santana. When like Rob, I hate this topic.
I do too.
Anytime we talk about Carlos Santana collaborations, it makes me enraged.
It makes me angry. Not that I don't think he's talented. I just don't need his name in the songs. Let your work speak for itself.
I just feel like they sold out to sell a bunch of records.
Eric Clapton doesn't say, hey, I'm... Did you know my name? It's Eric
this
Clapton.
This is about my dead child.
Or he didn't say, no, my name's Eric Clapton. He literally has a song, Did You Know My Name? Doesn't make sense.
No, that song is about his child who fell off a balcony. Tears in Heaven.
I never really listened to the words. Wow. What a beautiful song.
You just
horrible,
shat all over that
I'm a
song.
A horrible person. But I meant to
because
say
he's
Eric,
saying, "Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?" To his passed on child.
I meant more that Eric.
Do you feel disgusting?
A little.
Good.
I really meant more that Eric Clapton's a great guitarist and doesn't say, "Hey, everybody,
he's
I'm playing the guitar."
He's also a singer. Carlos Santana never sings. It's not a good analog. I'm sorry to say that.
Fine. Slash from Guns N' Roses never says, I'm playing the guitar, I'm Slash.
I would agree. That's a better analog.
It's a better analog. I agree with that. So anyway, y'all, Andrew.
She is talking with about the ultimatum her dad gave her. And he's like, well, that's not good. So they are Skyping with the immigration lawyer,
Lisa. He did what
Lisa.
He should have done from the first. He said, let's get an expert with an expert plan.
Why this wasn't done before.
They're talking to an immigration attorney, Lisa.
Now, I was very upset by the idea that Lisa even said, yeah, the Mexico plans, people have done that. And it was because we found out from Lisa that when they asked her, her purpose is, she said, I'm going to meet my fiancé, not I was going to have a vacation. So it seems like we could have got clarity on the script of everything Amira was going to say, especially because Spanish and English were not her first language.
Yes.
But that was why they detained her.
She just
not because
said,
of the plan.
I'm here to get out of my country on lockdown. I need a break.
I'm here on a vacation.
A vacation.
And they thought that he was that she was going to stay there in Mexico, which would be why they detained her.
Yes.
We don't know. That's what the lawyer thought. And Andrew was like, wait, I'm blown away by all this. She thought, I can't believe that was happening. So all that.
I'm amazed. This is so much better advice.
So
because it's probably like she actually gets her visa on my birthday. She said she got it on March 12th, which means if it's 90
birthday
days.
Birthday dropper.
March, April, May. So we're heading into June.
Yeah.
So she's, think about this though. She literally was brazen enough in the middle of May during this pandemic to fly to fucking Mexico.
And say, I'm here to meet my fiancé.
And Andrew was even more brazen to fucking tell her that she should do it.
Yeah. Well, I think, I'm not trying to defend him. Let me say that. I think he just did not realize they needed to have a script.
I guess, they but we've even had Sissy say, like, some of them, there's a little talk in the Facebook group, but just about, there has been given some leeway, like you said last episode, that this was an act of God.
Yeah.
That would delay
you should be
days.
Able to call a number, y'all. You should be able to call a number that says, pardon me, there's COVID going on. Can my fiance from Norway, like, chill out for another 2 months or so?
You would think.
I think there, and we had a Sissy Felicity said, Sissy Felicity.
Oh, I love that name.
Sissy Felicity said, yeah, that was basically what they were told. If you have if you're in a problem, you think COVID's going to stop you, call this number. That was a thing. And obviously we didn't
Amber,
look up websites.
Andrew didn't check that email.
I do want to say, it says, and the immigration lawyer, Lisa, says, if the visa expired because of circumstances beyond your control, you could appeal.
You could appeal.
So that is
although
a thing.
It's not going to look great if they see that she traveled to Mexico
it's
to
not
try
gonna
to
look good.
Hoodwink the system.
Later
this
on.
Is so much better advice.
Later on,
I died when
the she says the Serbian plan. He brings it up to the immigration lawyer, and she's like, well, a lot of people have been doing that, so it may not be a bad idea. And I'm like, Amira's maybe not the most reliable person. She should read off an index card when they ask her things of her purpose.
Well, and Lisa leaves, and they just get...
It blows up.
It kind of blows up because Andrew's like, what do you think? And Amira, she's not saying why she's upset.
She's like, I don't go.
But she needs to just say, I'm upset that I went to Mexico for you. And Andrew then says, you're blaming me for Mexico, baby? Andrew said,
you're blaming me for Mexico, baby?
Yes, because it was
every
your idea.
Every word is baby, by the way.
It was your idea, and it feels, I don't know, is it gaslighty, or do you feel like it borders on...
The whole thing is kind of grooming more than anything else. And then he's kind of punishing her when it's not right. I want to talk about, we actually have a really special guest here, you guys.
Oh, we do.
This is, you know, we've talked about Andrew's plans for Mexico, how he found out about the Mexico plan, and how he found out about the Serbian option.
Yes.
And so right here... we have via satellite the originator of both the Mexican option and the Serbian option on Reddit, Andrew's friend, Dildo Swaggins. Welcome, Dildo. Welcome, Dildo.
Yes, hello. How are you?
So that's the voice we're going to do. Okay.
My name is Dildo Swaggins.
Yeah. So wait. Are you doing a voice that's like Lord of the Rings, or is that your actual voice?
This is my voice.
Okay.
I'm Dildo Swaggins.
Okay.
I'm very busy on the Reddit. Very prolific.
I'm not going to break.
Please hold for me 1 second.
Mom, I'm talking to my friend, Mom. I got an important interview for my Reddit page.
I am back.
So, Dildo.
Yes.
Dildo. Yes. Dildo, tell me about how yes. How did you meet Andrew? How did you know each other? Where'd you first meet?
Are you familiar with D&D? It's quite a game of...
Sex, drugs?
No. Dungeons and Dames.
Dames. We didn't know that.
We are trying not to misuse or misrepresent dragons. So we're
changing copyright issues.
Group and yes, we I was kicked out of that group. And then the person that kicked me out of that group gave Andrew a blowjob at a Comic-Con, and they told me to go fuck myself. And I could go fuck myself with him, and I reached out.
I see. So you were birds of a feather, as
it
were.
I'm not gay at all. I'm just...
Ladies, listen up.
Just dildo swaggins, I'm here.
Have you got swag, Dildo?
I've got to know. Yes. But unfortunately, you know, when you're a hobbit, your penis is not that... long, so that's why I have a dildo.
I just need to point out something. Yeah, yes. There's no such thing as a hobbit.
What? What?
It is a creation by J.R.R. Tolkien. You're not a hobbit.
What is this world we're talking about? Who is this?
Mom, this is a really difficult conversation. I'll clean my room in a minute, Mom.
Anyway, I wish they...
I got Salisbury steak on! Marcus, warm it up!
I do not know this token you speak of. Is it like Bitcoin?
No, it's Tolkien, but that's okay. So let's move on.
Obviously,
we're not going to step into the reality.
My hair is as long as Andrew's, but it's not as pretty.
I was going to say clean.
I do not want to have sex with him. I am not gay.
How did you find out about the Mexican option, and how did you inform him? Do you have foreign fiancés?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never acquired a fiancé in my life.
Are you a virgin?
No. I live in a town.
I see.
Called... The Shire, you see, some people know it as Grand Junction, Colorado, but I call it the Shire.
More of a Middle Earth fiance, if you will.
I once went to, I don't know if you have these things on your, where you're from, but they're called prom.
Yeah, prom. Mm-hmm.
I once took
a
senior girl named Amanda invited me to prom.
There's no way a senior girl invited you to prom. I'm going to say that now.
She was a senior
citizen
in middle school. She invited me to her eighth grade graduation, and we
and you were intimate. 19.
No, I was a freshman.
Gotcha.
In high school.
Okay, there. That's even sadder.
Grand Junction. So, I mean, the Shire.
What gives you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Prolific knowledge of immigration travel.
Yes.
Have you seen that show, Ugly Betty?
Yes, I have.
I watched the Spanish version because I love subtitles.
Uglioso, yes. Betty.
Well, I mentioned this in our Dungeons and Dames group, and Andrew said, have you been to Mexico? And it's like I have been in my mind.
We're going to need to wrap this up because I'm hating this.
Yes.
Anyway, I want you to leave.
Wait, what?
And because you're creeping me out.
When there's a hobbit around you, we always bring good luck.
And also because I see lots of things around you that suggest you may be into underage girls. So
not at all. Not at all.
We're going to move on.
I'm not into girls at all. Wait. No, I'm not gay.
Yeah, you're definitely not gay because we don't want you. So, Dildo, it was great to talk to you.
You shall not pass. I didn't say that, But I liked it. You're kind of a Gandalf.
You're kind of a weird Gandalf thing.
Dildo Swaggins.
I have a feeling this was a misfire.
You can do it. DildoSwaggins.fm. That's my website.
Bye. Please leave. Thanks. Give it up for Dildo Swaggins, you guys.
Some short guy was like singing like some type of Irish theme. I walked by. Do, 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 do. I don't know what was happening. What did I miss?
You didn't miss anything. There was a lot of nonsense and a lot of bad accents. Didn't really make a lot of sense.
Okay.
A lot of time I'll never get back.
Well, maybe Dildo will come back some via satellite.
No, no, not if I have anything to say about it. He won't.
Nope. I think that's our show, right?
That's the show. Merciful God.
Y'all,
please tell me interviews don't normally take that long.
Oh, you haven't listened to Olga Poodleskaya go off on a tangent. You're always out of the room.
Oh, those are always long, I'm
sure.
She's
always long.
Hopefully Dee Dee's aren't that long.
No, she's a commercial break. Y'all, you can go to realitygatespodcast.com where you can get all of our information for our shows. We want to remind you that you can come at us on Cameo. If you want a Cameo of us together, you better do that by like Thursday because we're not going to be together that long. So you can, Poodle and I are on Cameo.
We are.
We are.
I got to go do one right after this. I might be late.
Oh, no. So y'all can come at that.
Oh, no. I missed it.
Oh, God. We better go then, y'all. So, and lastly, don't forget our March Madness Review of Palooza.
Oh, no. I have 31 minutes left.
Great.
I'm fine.
March Madness Review of Palooza.
I just got another Cameo, though.
You leave a 5-star review, and if it's fun, creative, what inspiring, we're going to pick 5, and you're all going to get a free year of Supercast. So there you go, which I think will be up by Wednesday night. You can't believe anything
Simple
anymore, can you?
Best laid plans, no.
Exactly. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely, lonely, lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever said, I miss my cat Cuckoo more than Ryan.
Oh, wait, I have a cat, too.
Get out of fucking here. No, 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 no.
And
no,
my cat's
I bind
name
you.
Is Deliverance.
I bind you, Dildo. Yeah. I bind you, Dildo, from doing harm to yourself and other people. God, I hate these characters. Go away. Y'all call us. Just fucking call us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.